With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The USDA is facing some doubts about the reliability of its data from farmers, grain traders, and economists. Reports say the doubts are coming about because of the agency's significant staff losses and the sharp upward revision in how many acres of corn the U.S. farmers harvested in 2025. Thousands of employees left the agency last year as a part of the administration's push to shrink the federal government, and industry stakeholders are worried that the shrinking staff limited the agency's ability to produce timely and accurate data. The USDA's final January estimates of how many acres corn farmers planted and harvested in 2025 represented unprecedented increases from June's initial estimates. Already low grain prices dropped over 5% at a time when growers were already struggling to make enough money to stay in business. The unexpected revisions prompted the National Ag Statistics Service to launch an internal review of its processes for making acreage estimates. It's well known that the U.S. cattle herd continues to shrink. The January U.S. cattle inventory report showed the total inventory at 86.2 million head on January 1st. That was down 300,000 head from a year ago. American Farm Bureau analysis showed the combination of fewer beef cows and a declining calf crop means the 2026 calf crop will likely continue to trend downward because there are fewer calves available for the breeding herd, even if more heifers are kept for breeding purposes. Tighter cattle supplies will contribute to higher prices and volatility for cattle and beef in 2026. Smaller cattle supplies paired with strong consumer demand for beef have driven up prices for both cattle and beef. With cattle supplies this tight, markets have become more responsive to news and events that could impact supply and demand. Beef cattle cash receipts have been one of the few bright spots in the U.S. agricultural economy. The rural economy is suffering, and the news about increasing farm bankruptcies and the USDA's unexpected jump in the 2025 corn harvest came at a bad time. Jeff Cooper, the president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, said a record corn crop should be good news. Demand hasn't kept up, which means lower commodity prices and farm income, Cooper said. Government payments, while appreciated, don't clear out bins, but stronger markets do. He also said the best and easiest solution lies before Congress, which is legislation to allow year-round E15 sales nationwide. It's now up to the House's E15 Rural Domestic Energy Council to present its proposed approach for approving year-round E15 by this Sunday, February 15th, he added. The House has promised to hold a vote on the legislative proposal by the end of this month. Year-round E15 would be the most effective way to address the supply and demand imbalance. Some weather long-range experts say the harshest cold of winter is likely in the rearview mirror, but the rest of the season will bring various weather threats, including ice jams, flooding, severe storms, and an increased risk of wildfires. Rising temperatures will melt snow and ice over the next few weeks, which can trigger ice jams and river flooding earlier than usual, especially along the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. That coming from Paul Pastelak, AccuWeather long-range expert. Forecasters say an extended dry stretch in California will be coming to an end with more rain and some snowfall in the mountains. Rain and snow will also return to the Rockies and the rest of the West in the few weeks ahead. Even with 30% of the country having snowpack on the ground, almost 20% of the U.S. is currently dealing with severe, extreme, or exceptional drought conditions. That compared to 17% at this time a year ago. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.